Today's year in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Nun Zayin. We're learning today Le'ilui Nishmas Sam Michaels, Ishaya ben Pinchas, and Felice Janet Frucht, Freda Yecht Bas Yisro. All the Nishmas we learned for should have an Aliyah. Now, we are going to quickly remind ourselves what we learned towards the end of yesterday's year. We learned through a Hekesh that the applications of the blood for the par and of the Sar Lashem, Lifnai Vilifnim, are identical. That you do one up and seven down first for the par, and then you do the one up and seven down then for the Sar Lashem. And we learn this out through a Hekesh, that each of them was partially, the din was partially identified by the par and partially identified by the Sar Lashem. By the pirate said that the seven are down, and by the Sar Lashem said the one is up, and we learned out through a Hekesh that you do the same for the other one. So each of them has one up, seven down, one up, seven down. Then we learned out through the Pasuk where it tells us that you should do the same thing, Ken Yasel Ohel Moed, that we learned that you do the same thing in the Ohel Moed. So you do one up and seven down for the par, one up and seven down for the Sar Lashem, in the Heichel, facing towards the Parochas. That's what we learned at the end of yesterday's shir, and today we're going to question that. And we start off four lines from the top, Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, asking a basic question. V'chi dover halomid behekish, chozer umilamed behekish. There is a discussion in the Gemara in Ezu Makoma that we have a series of different types of drushes that you're not allowed to use in Kachim to learn one to the other. So there are sometimes there are dinim that learned out through Gzeir Shabbat, sometimes things learned out through a Kavah Homer, sometimes things learned out through a Hekish. And it teaches us over there that a Hekish can be learned from A to B, but then you can't learn that Hekish from B to C. So if you have a Hekish that taught us the Sar is compared to the par is compared to the Sar, inside the Fnai Vlim, you can't then go and learn that Hekish to teach us that the same thing applies outside in the Hechel towards the Parochas. And that's the Gemara's question. Is it possible to suggest, Uchidovar Alomi Behekish, you learned out the par from the Sar from the par, Lifnai Vlim? How can you then go, Uchidovar Alomi Behekish, that we just learned through Hekish, Choser Malami Behekish? Can it possibly go and teach us another din that you have to do one up and seven down outside in the Hechel towards the Parochas? That's the Gemara's question. Gemara says, no, that's not a problem over here, because you're not learning it out straight from a Hekish to a Hekish. Hai heimenu v'dover acherhu. This is actually a combination of a Hekish and another type of Beferish Drasha. As Rashi tells us over here, Dibra Maskel heimenu v'dover acher. Hekish arishon lav Hekishu. The first Hekish that we learned out, the par to the sar to the par, is not a complete Hekish. Hekish arishon lav Hekishu, share bein ha-par, bein basoyer, ksiv mala umata. There is a concept of having something up and something down. And the only thing that we learned out from this Hekish is lo hutruchu lilmod zeh mizeh elos haminyan. It's only to tell me that it's one up and seven down for both of them. But the concept of lamala and lamata was already beferish written. And therefore, hilkoch kol chad v'chad me atzmo lomed miktsas v'dover acher. Messiah b'miktsas. So each of them is partially learned out through Hekish, but partially learned out through the Psukim. And therefore, that's not considered v'ein zeh lomed behekish. And therefore, it's not a problem to say that this is a Hekish that's Chozum Olami Hekish. It's not really a full Hekish. So that's the Gemara's Teretz, Hai Heimenu V'Dover Acherhu. It's a combination, not just the Hekish alone, and therefore it's not a problem, and the low heavy Hekish. Gemara says, that's great if you hold like that. Hanich L'man D'Yomar Lo Heavy Hekish. That is according to the Man D'Yomar, it says, Heimenu V'Dover Acher, Lo Heavy Hekish. So great, we solved the problem. But what about the Man D'Yomar? El Man D'Yomar Heavy Hekish, that even though it's a Dover Acher plus the Hekish, that's considered still a Hekish. L'man D'Yomar Heavy Hekish, Michael Meimar, what are you going to say? So the Gemara says, no. It's still not a problem, even according to that Man D'Yomar, because Mekomosu Degamre Mehadodi, because you're not really learning out the full Hekish. The two things are different. The first one is telling us how many are up, how many are down for the par, how many are up, how many are down for the sar. So therefore, that is a full Hekish. But then the next thing that you, V'chein Yasel Yohom Moed, is telling us that place has the same dinim as before. But it's not telling me one up, one down, and seven down. That we learned out independently. And therefore, the only thing that we're using the second part is to compare the places. Mekomos who the gamre mehadodi. As Rashi says in that Dibur HaMaschil, ain't the hekesh alomi mehekesh. It's no longer a hekesh learning then A to B and then B to C. It's not learning a hekesh min a hekesh. Shari behekesh arishon, the first hekesh, that taught us lamdu behema zu mizu. That tells me the par from the sar and the sar from the par. Then it says in the second hekesh, ubehekesh hasheni lo hukash shum davar liachas behemos lumo bimeta. It's not comparing the par to the sar or the sar to the par. What is it doing? It's telling us ella hamakomos hukshu zelazet. It's telling us that the place the lefnai v'lefnim is the same as the hechel. V'chein yaseh liol moed kasher kiper ala kodesh. Just like in the lefnai v'lefnim, there was this kapara. So too, there is this kapara in the heichal towards the parochas, and therefore it's not a problem of hekish chozer umelamed behekish. That's teretz number one. Yibayi same or alternatively, teretz number two, chutz mibifnim bechado zimno gomar. You're basically learning this all out as one hekish. So the hekish is comparing the par to the sire and the sire to the par, one up, seven down, both lifnai v'lifnim, and in the OMOA. So it's really one hekish, and it's not a double hekish. It's not a hekish, chozer umulamed behekish. So either of these two terutzim explains why it's not a problem, according to all the different mandiomars. The Tosos Hashanim brings down even a girsa from the Reino Chanano that says this almost beferish. And you can find the Tosos Hashanim for today's daf all on Nun Ches Omer Aleph. And the Tosos Hashanim in Dibra Maschel, chutz mi bifnim, Bechad Zimno Gomir says Pirush Rabbeinu Chananu, Klomar Hodi Gamrinon Behekish She Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata Bepar V'Sar Gamrinon Kulo Behekish She Ekein Bechutz Kibifnim, and he says V'Yesh Svarim De Garsei Chutz Upnim Bechad Zimno Gomar V'Zeh Lo Shon De Chutz Upnim Mashma Kidefrishes, and this says it beferish that we're dealing here with one big hekish, telling us that the par can be learned from the sar can be learned from the par, one up and seven down. Both lifnai v'lifnim and in the hechel all at once. So it's one single hekish that we're dealing with here and not two separate hekishes. Okay, the Gemara goes weiter. Tano, we learn, kishu maze eino maze ala paroches, ela keneged haparoches. Similar to what we said, that lifnai v'lifnim, you don't actually put the blood applications directly on the kapores, but it's in front of the aron. So too, we don't actually sprinkle onto the paroches, but we do it in front of the paroches. Ela keneged haparoches. So you're not actually getting the paroches filled with blood, according to this brisa, but you're doing it in front of the paroches. So it's one up and seven down in front of the paroches. That's the opinion of the Tana of this brisa. On the other hand, Omar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi said, I myself saw the paroches hanging in the basement of the Vatican in Rome. Anira isiya Biromi. I myself went to Rome. There's a fascinating story that we have in the Gemara Me'ila that tells us that there was a gzera against Klal Yisrael, and they needed to send various Tanoim to go and fight the gzera. So they wanted to send Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who greater than Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, to go fight this. But he couldn't go alone, and they had to send somebody with him. And they wanted to send Rav Elazar Bar Rav Yossi. Now, Rav Yossi, who was the father, said, I don't want my son going with Shimon Bar Yochai. Shimon Yochai is a very, very great person, but he has very little tolerance for other people making any mistakes, and I'm scared to have my son go with him. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai promised Rabbi Yossi that no, he won't be harsh on Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi's son, and he acquiesced. And during the trip, as it turned out, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did get upset at Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, and he actually got askara, and he then had to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take away the askara from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. In any event, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi did go with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The fascinating story, there was a decree against Klal Yisrael, and there was a shade known as Ben Tamalion who said, I will go and help you. And the way he helped them was he entered into the body of this daughter of the Kesar, and the Kesar's daughter went crazy, and nobody could heal her. And along came Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Rav Elazar Yossi, and they whispered into the daughter's ear to Ben Tamalion to go and leave, and he left, and the daughter was healed, and the Kesar was so happy, he said, you can go into my treasure chest and take out whatever you want. Now, the treasure chest was the bottom there of the Vatican, the bottom of the storehouse in Rome, and they had all the jewels and all the diamonds that they wanted to take from there. And instead, they just took out the decrees against the Jewish people and had them ripped up, and that's how they solved that problem. But while they were there, so that's what our Gemara now tells us. Amar Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yossi. Elazar Yossi says, I saw while I was there in those vaults, Ani Raisia b'Romi, V'hayu Olea Kama Tipe Domim Shalpar V'Soyer Shoyom HaKippurim. I saw the Peroches. This goes according to the opinion that the Peroches was not Nignaz, that these things were not hidden away by Yoshio, but they were captured and part of the Klei Chemda that Nebuchadnezzar, Russia, took into Bava. So, the Giri Nashas of Yerukiva Eger brings down that in the Ovos de Rabbi Nason, he says that this was the various machteshes or beis haftinas, the various grinding things from the beis haftinas to making the incense, the shulchan, the menorah, and the peroches, and the tzitz, adayin munochim beromi. They're still there in the vaults someplace in the bottom of the Vatican, so that's where they still are. In any event, he says, I saw the peroches, and it had on it drops of blood from the par and the sar of Yom Kippur. So the Tosos Yishanim says in Dibra Masku, again it's on Nunchesim and Aleph, for you allow Kama Tipe Damim. So he says, Upolig Rabbi Eliezer a Tanakama. So therefore he obviously disagrees with the Tanakama. Ah, you're gonna tell me Vim Tomar, my Kusha, why is this necessarily disagreement? Maybe Dilma Shalobi Miskavein Osu, Kidikitoni Nami, Vim Nogu Nogu. He says, who says that this is the way it's supposed to be? No, they're supposed to do it in front of the Kaporis, but sometimes the blood spritzed and it got on the Kaporis. It got on the Parochas. And in both cases, if the blood did get on the kaporis, or if the blood did get on the peroches, so bid the evid, you yotze. So maybe that's what happened. How can you bring me a raya that was l'chadchila, what was supposed to be done? So Tosis Shonim answers, Yesh Lomar, Shekulin lo yu nogin, then you wouldn't expect to have the one up and seven down on the peroches. Maybe you'd have a drop here, a drop there. Kivin shalobi miskavin, since it wasn't done intentionally, you wouldn't see such a pattern. Furthermore, Oud, Shakohanim zerizinheim. Wait a second, who's dealing over here with these various applications? They're Kohanim, and they were very zealous in their performance of the mitzvahs. They were very exact, and they wouldn't make a mistake. And therefore, if you found blood on the parochas, it must be that it was supposed to be spritzed onto the parochas. That's what the Tosos Yishanim answers. So, we have over here two different opinions. The Tanakam is saying that it wasn't directly on the parochas, and Rav Elazar Yossi said, I myself saw the parochas, and there was blood on the parochas. So the Gemara questions Rav Elazar Yossi, says, who says that was the blood of the par and of the sar of Yom Kippur? Maybe, v'dilma, it was the par helam davar shel tzibur, u'siri avodah zarah habu. There are two korbanos that if Klai Yisrael follows the opinion of the Sanhedrin and does a sin, and it would be a sin that an individual would bring a personal, private korban chatas, so they don't do so if all of Klai Yisrael followed the ruling of the Sanhedrin. And when it's a general din that they made a mistake on, in Hilchos Shabbos, so everybody was Mechalel Shabbos based upon what the Sanhedrin said. So instead of each individual person bringing a chatas, so the entire tzibur brings what's called the par helam davar shel tzibur. And if it's specifically in regards to the tzibur following Sanhedrin, who said that you should, in fact, do something, let's say, bow down to this idol, although it's not really Avodah Zarah, but it turns out, of course, it is Avodah Zarah, they made a mistake. So then instead of bringing a par helam davar shel tzibur, there's basically a sa'ir, what's called a sirei Avodah Zarah, that are brought as the communal offering for Klai Yisrael doing the sin following the instruction, the horah of the Sanhedrin. So those bloods are also sprinkled towards the peroches, so maybe the blood that Rav Elazar Yossi saw wasn't from the Par of Yom Kippur and the Sar Shayom Kippurim, the Sar Lashem, maybe it was the Par of Dov Shel Tzibur or the Seire of Avodah Zarah. So Mor says no, because Rabbi Elazar Yossi said the Chozo Davide Kisidron, he saw one up and seven down, and the Par Helam Dov Shel Tzibur or the Seire of Avodah Zarah, they only had seven applications, and here they're eight applications, and here they're done in a special sequence and not necessarily so by the Par Helam Dov Shel Tzibur or the Seire of Avodah Zarah. So Mor says Utna Nami. We furthermore learned in another. Now, Tznan normally means the Mishnah, but the Mefarshim point out over here, either like we said earlier in yesterday's shir, that Tznan can sometimes refer to a Braisa, or that the Girsa over here should be the Tanya Nami. In any event, this is a Braisa, it's not a Mishnah. Gabi Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur, Kihai Gavna. That it says the same exact din in regards to the Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur, that you did not go and do it onto the Parochas, Kishumazit, when you did the Hazos towards the Parochas, Lo Yonogu Beparochas, Dimnogu Nogu. But again, Bid Yevit, if it touched it, it doesn't void it, it doesn't make it invalid. is still a kosher carbon, even if the blood got onto the parochas. But l'chatchila, you're not supposed to get it onto the parochas. And again, you have Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi says, I myself saw the parochas. And I saw that there was blood on the parochas. So now they ask the question the other way. Maybe it was the blood from the par of Yom Kippur, the sar of the sar Lashem. So how do you know that this was from the par of Davishot Sibo or the Siri of Odezara? So here the Gemara answers the Chazinu Davide Shalokhi Sidron, because he saw that they were not arranged in a specific order. Now these two brises are not necessarily contradictory to each other, because in fact he might have seen both, and each one was just focusing on a certain aspect. So when he saw them Kisidron, so he was saying it's clearly not the Parel and Dovashal Tzibor and the Sira of Odezara, because they weren't done Kisidron. They also, by the way, they were done, Tosus Arush says they were done from a further distance, so it's very unlikely that unless the Kohen intended to put them onto the Parochas, it would be unlikely that by accident they would get onto the Parochas. And the second Braisa, which says, no, they were out of sequence, so it must be the Par Hel Dov Shel Tzibor, the Sira of Avodah Zarah, and it wasn't the Par of Yom Kippur, the Sar Lashem of Yom Kippur. That's because in this situation, he saw them out of sequence. In the first situation, he saw them in sequence, and therefore, it's two separate things that he saw on the parochas. They're not mutually contradictory. He saw those, the bloods that were in sequence, and they questioned him about that, and he saw bloods that were out of sequence, and they questioned him about that. Both of them were present, and that's what Rilosa Riosi says, that in fact, the blood was indeed sprinkled, the dafka, onto the parochas. Now he's going to ask the question, what happens if nis'arvu lo domin bedomin? What happens if the bloods got mixed together? Now I'll tell you Rashi's pshat in a second, but first let's see the pshat that the Tosfos Yeshanim and many other Rishonim on the daf say. And again, you can find the Tosfos Yeshanim on Nun Ches with Aleph. And he says, this is in the Dibra Maskul, nis'arvu lo domin bedomin, three lines from the bottom, Nun Ches Amud Aleph, Pirush, Hainu, Kodem Shiaze Matonosh Shebehechol. Here, the Tosfos Yeshanim says, we're dealing about what happens if the bloods got mixed together. The Kohen Gadol, by accident, mixed the bloods. Later on, we know he's supposed to mix the bloods, and somehow he made a mistake. And after we did the Hazos, Lefnai V'Lefnim, he had the blood in the stand, either the one or the two stands, and he knows he's supposed to mix them, and before he does the applications, the one up, seven down, in the Hechel, towards the Parochas, he mixes the two bloods together, which he does after that, but here he does it before that. So in this situation, what is the din? Now, the Tosfos Yeshanim says, the E Kodem Matonos Shebifnim, if you're talking about, like Rashi says, that the mix-up over here, he poured one into the other, was before he did the Hazos Lufnai V'Lufnim, so the Tosfos Yeshanim says that can't be, because Havamar Ula Lekaman, Sor Sheshechoto Kodem Matonos Shebipar Shebifnim, Loas V'Loklom, that if you do it out of sequence, if you shechted the Sor Lashem before you did the blood applications, the Par Lufnai V'Lufnim, it's no good. That's what Ula said. And therefore, the Tosfos Yeshanim says, "Mistama lo poliga de Ula." Mistama, we're not arguing on what Ula said. That seems to be accepted by everybody. And therefore, the Tosfos Yeshanim and others say that this nisarvu lo domin bedomin is talking about after the lifnai v'lifnim applications of both the par and the sar were done. Only after that did they get mixed together. However, Rashi disagrees. Rashi says that we're dealing here that they got mixed together. Shel par v'shel sar. Kodem Shinosan Bifnim Klum. Before he did anything, somehow he mixed them together. In other words, he shechted the Sar Lashem before he did the application of the par. And while Ula says that that's no good, this man the Yomar, according to Rashi, disagrees with Ula and doesn't hold like Ula and says that Bidiyevit, it's good. Okay, in any event, whatever bloods are talking about, before it was applications of Lifnai V'Lifnim like Rashi or like the Tosfos Yeshanim and others, that it was after the Lifnai V'Lifnim, but before the applications in the Hechel, Nis'arvu lo domin bedomin, the two bloods got mixed together. So what should you do? So I'm a Rabbi. Rabbi says, this is your Eitzah. Noah saying, Achas demal v'shev l'mata, v'olulo l'kan l'kan. Says you have the bloods mixed together, do one application up, seven applications down, and have in mind that it's both for the par and for the sar, and that would be fine. So that's what Rava suggested. And Amruah Kameh the Rav Yirmiyah. They sent over Rava's suggestion in front of Rav Yirmiyah. Now Rav Yirmiyah came from Eretz Yisrael. And he said, Omar, Bavloi Tibshoi, you foolish Babylonians. Right? We find throughout Shas this expression that great sages in Eretz Yisrael sometimes thought that the people in Babel were not as learned. And he says, Mishum de Darye, the Ara de Chashocha, because you go and live in a dark land. Why is Babel called the dark land? Because it was in a valley. It was a low land, and the mountains around it prevented the sun from coming in. So therefore, it's considered a darker land. Anyway, so he says, because you live in a dark land, so you say over members that are dark, in other words, you're making a mistake over here. So therefore, your shmaisa here, or shmaisa, is incorrect. In other words, rubber, your din is wrong. Why? Because in fact, when you're doing it your way and saying, I'm doing one up for both of them and seven down for both of them, single time, simultaneously, Hakayav Lamala Dusar Mikami Mata Depar. Ula said it must be done in the right order. And here, you're in fact doing the one up, so you're doing it for the par, but you're also doing it for the sar. So it precedes, the sar one up precedes the seven down for the par, and that's no good. And therefore, what you're suggesting, Rava, Rabbi Yirmiyah says it's no good. But Torah Amra, the Torah tells us, V'chila Mikaper Es HaKodesh. In other words, you have to do it in the exact right order. Kale dam ha-por, and only afterwards, v'achakach kale dam ha-soyer. So you must do the entire application process on the par for each section. The lefnai v'lefnim, the par must be done before the soyer l'ashem. And when you're doing in the hechel towards the paroches, the par, one up, seven down, must all be done before the one up, seven down for the soyer l'ashem. So therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, this is the right way you should do this. El Omer v'Yirmiyah. No se'nachas l'mawa. V'sheva l'mata, l'shem ha-par. You have the mixed blood, so you're doing it the first time. You definitely have blood of the par in there, and you're saying, hinini mukhanim azonim, here, these applications of doing one up and seven down are purely for the par. Even though there's some blood from the sar l'shem mixed in, that we're ignoring, and I'm doing this l'shem, the one up, seven down for the par. And then subsequently, afterwards, v'chozer, you do it again. V'nosin achas l'mala, v'sheva l'mata, you take one up and seven down, l'shem ha-sar. I'm doing this now, l'shem ha-sar. Even though there's some blood from the par mixed in, I'm ignoring that. The blood of the sar that's on my finger, that I'm doing the application, one up and seven down, that is being done l'sar l'ashem. So you do twice, one up, seven down, the first time l'shem the par, then you do it one up and seven down, the second time l'shem ha-sawyer. And that's what Rumi says is the way to solve the problem. The Gemara continues to ask and says, Nis'arvu lo domim bidomim bimatonos v'achronos. Now Rashi explains that matonos v'achronos means achar shenosan achas l'mala min ha-par. So you did now one up from the par, and then you somehow made a mistake and you mixed the bloods together. So you were done with the par, one up, and now you have all the blood combined together. What should you do? So Sava Rapapa made the Rava. Rapapa, who now is saying this in front of Rava, Rava was the one before that made the mistake in front of Rav Yirmiyah, so Rapapa now says in front of Rava, Lememar, this is what I was suggesting you do. No sin sheva lamata, l'shem par, u'l'shem sar. Do a combined single seven down applications and do it l'shem both the par and the shame of the sar. And this way, you'll finish off your obligations for the par. While you're doing that, already do the seven down for the sar. And then afterwards, chozer, go back, v'nosin achas l'mal l'shem sar, and do the one last application up for the sar. And this way, in the most efficient fashion, you'll have finished off the avoda of the hechol towards the paroches. So this is what Rav Papa suggests in front of Rava, and Rava said to him, oh boy, that's not good. Unlike Rava, Rava said to him, if they called us fools till now, they're going to call us even bigger fools. Ad hashta karolon tivshoy. Until now, they called us bavloi tivshoy. If you say what you say, and they hear that, bahashta tivshoy, the tivshoy, they're going to call us the most consummate type of fools, because they call megamrinon lehu ulogmir, because they taught us, Rav Yirmiyah taught us that, no, you must do it in the right order. All of the power activities have to be done before sar activities can be done, and we didn't learn the lesson, because they're suggesting that you do the seven down simultaneously for both the par and the sar, but that's before the one up for the sar, and therefore it can't be good that way. It's not in the right order. For hakayav mata the sar, because you're doing the seven down for the sar, mikami mala the sar before the one up for the sar, and that's out of order, and that's no good. Because you must do it in the right order, which is first do the one up, and then you can do the seven down. So therefore, Rava had learned his lesson, and returned to Nunzayin Amid Beis, Elo Amar Rava. Rava says, no sein sheva lamato l'shem par. So you have the mixed blood. You did one up for the par blood, great. Now you mix the bloods by accident, so you do the seven down l'shem par. And then the chozer v'nosin achas l'mala l'shem sawyer, the sheva l'mata l'shem sawyer. And then you do the seven down also l'shem sawyer. So in this way, you did seven down, but just l'shem par. Then you do one up l'shem sawyer, and then seven down l'shem sawyer. And in this way, you did it in the right order, even though they're mixed. That's not a problem. That's exactly what Rav Yirmiyah taught Rava, and that's now what Rava had taught Rav Papa. Finally, more asked another time, nisarvu lo kosos b'kosos. What happens if the cups got mixed up together. Now, they didn't get poured one into the other, so you now have two cups. You have the two Klei Sharis that you did the Kabbalah, and you don't know which one is the Par and which one is the Sar. So they're not mixed into one cup, but now you have two cups in front of you. You don't know which one is the Par and which one is the Sar. So what should you do in this situation? So the Gemara says, no saying. You first do one up and seven down, the chozer v'nosein, then you do again one up and seven down, and then the chozer v'nosein, shlosha pamim, then you do one up and seven down. So in other words, you take one of the two. We don't know which one is the par, which one is the sar. How come they couldn't tell the difference? Either the amounts of blood in them were not distinguishable, they didn't have more blood for the par than for the sar, some of it spilled out, or the coloration, you couldn't really tell which one was which. Whatever the reason, you couldn't tell which one was which. And now you have cup A and cup B. You don't know which one is which. So you take cup A, and you go do one up and seven down from cup A. If that was the par, great, you did the par first. Then you take cup B, you do one up and seven down. If par B was the sar, if you guessed right that you took the par before the sar, everything is good. But if in fact it was the other way around, and A was the sar, so when you did A first, that was worthless. Now when you do B second, so now you're doing the par. So you do one up and seven down, then you have to go back and take A again and do A after B, because in case A was the sar, it should have been done after B. So you do A, then B, and then A again, and mimanav shach. If A was the par, you did the A before the sar, which is B. If it was the other way around, so then you did A, that was nothing, then you did B, which is the par, and then you did the third time, you did A again, so that's now the sar after the par, and mimanav shach, you're going to be okay. If you do this three times, you'll have it right, that the par comes before the sar, mimanav shach. Mark continues and asks these type of questions. Mixas domim nisarvulo, or mixas domim lo nisarvulo. Somehow there was a third Kli Sharis there that you poured it into, and you didn't pour in all of A into the Kli Sharis C, and you didn't pour in all of B into the Kli Sharis C. So now you have A, which you know is par, you have B, which you know is sar, and then you have a mixture of A and B, which is in cup C. So what should you do? So Moshe says, pshita, obviously, kiyov mivadoyin yahiv. So what's your question? Don't do anything with C. You have blood still in A, that's the par. Do the applications of A from the par that's vadai, and do the applications of B for the sar from the sar that's vadai, and leave C out of the equation. So therefore, that's pashut. Pshita, kiyov mivadoyin yahiv. If you have A and you know that that's par, you have B, you know that that's sar, so then ignore C, which is a mixture, and do everything for the par from A, and do everything for the sar from B in the right order, and life is good. Miyu. However, the question really is, hanach shirayim havu, vili yisod azle, odilma dichuyin havu, v'ozle la'amo. So here we need to know a din before we can understand this question. The din is that the shrayim, all the leftover blood, at the end of all of the applications that we're going to have, as we'll see as we go through this, you have already 16 for the par and the sar, lifnai v'lifnim. You have another 16 towards the paroches. So that's 32. You're going to eventually have 4 on the corners of the inner mizbeach, and you're going to have 7 on the mizbeach. There'll be another 11. That's the minimum amount. So you're going to have 32 that you had from Lufnai V'Lufnim and towards the Paroches, 8, 8, 8, 8. And then you're going to have 4 and 7. That's the minimal amount. So that's another 11 plus the 32 is 43. There's going to be an opinion that says that you don't do the 4 when they're combined. So you're going to do 4 and 4. So there's going to be another 4. So that's going to get you up to 47. And then there's the question about whether the Shrayim, all the leftover blood, must be poured on the outer Mizbeach, is that a chiyuv or is it not ma'akev? It should be done, but if you didn't do it, it doesn't ruin it. So in any event, you're going to have either 43 or 44 or 47 or 48 total applications. The last application is pouring the remainder blood on the outer Mizbeach's yesod. So this is only done if you have good blood still available that was able to have been used but wasn't used. So that's what the Gemara is asking. This blood in container C that was a mixture of A and B, inappropriately, but it was a mixture. So do we consider that blood acceptable? And therefore, since it could have been used, if you didn't have A and B, you just had C, as we pointed out, you do the applications, one up and seven down, one up and seven down, from C, l'shem par first, and then l'shem sar. So when they mix together, it is acceptable under certain situations. So therefore, it is considered still shrayim, it's considered remnant blood, leftover blood, and therefore, the din is that it gets poured onto the yesod, certainly le mitzvah, possibly le yikuvah. So miu hanach shirayim, that blood in kosi, it's v'li yisod azle. It's considered shrayim, shrayim habu, v'li yisod azle, and it must be poured onto the yisod. Or do we say no, al dilma? It's dechuyin habu. It's been pushed aside because when you have A as a separate entity for the pot and you have B as a separate entity for the sar, so then C is useless. This mixture blood is not used at all. And therefore it's considered like it's dechuy. It's pushed aside. And once something is pushed aside, it can't be used. It no longer has an obligation to be put onto the yisod. You just pour it into the amma. So that's what the second part of the question is. Odilma, dechuyin habu. C is considered that it can't be used and therefore it's dechuy. It's pushed aside. V'ozilama. And you just pour it into the amma, the canal that runs through the azara, rather than putting it onto the yisod of the outer mizbeach. That is the real question over here that is being asked. So Rav Papa says, Amar Rav Papa, afilu l'man d'yomar kos echot osa chaveru shrayim. Even according to the man d'yomar, it says, if you have blood from one kos, would make the blood in another kos shrayim. In other words, when the person did Kabbalah, the kohen did Kabbalah on the korban, he collected the blood in the first cup, and then some reason he took a second klisharis and corrected other blood. Now both of those are considered good blood, and he could do the applications with either one of those two cups. So he did it with cup A. So that makes cup B, according to Rav Papa, according to the Man D'Yomar, it says the kos echad osa chaveru shrayim, even though he did the applications from kos A, all the blood in kos B is still considered shrayim. And even though no applications were done from cup B, you're still allowed to go and pour it onto the yisod. This is for a regular chatas, not talking about the korbanos of Yom Kippur. So Rav Papa tells us, even according to that man d'yomar, it says normally when you collect it in two cups and you only do the applications from one cup, the second cup is called shrayim. That's true in that situation. Hani mili hechod di'iboy lemesav mo'atzi yoiv. If he had wanted to, he could have used cup B. Just like he could have used cup A, he could have used cup B. He had to pick one of the two, and therefore the other one is considered shrayim. Aval hai, but in our case, he can't use the cup C. The boy lemesav lo motziyov. He must use cup A for the par. He must use cup B for the sar. He can't use the mixture blood lechatchila. He can only do that b'diavad. So therefore, it is pushed aside. And even according to the Man D'Yomar, it normally says if you have two cups for regular chatas, and even though you only used cup A, cup B still had good blood in it and could have been used. So therefore, it goes as shrayim. So even according to that Man D'Yomar, Rav Papa says, here cup C is going to go azleli amma and is not going to go and be put onto the yisod. That's Rav Papa's opinion. Exact opposite opinion is now going to come. Amalei Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua. Rav Huna was the son of Yeshua. He said, L'Rav Papa, I disagree with you. Adirabba, the exact opposite. Even according to the Man D'Yomar, I feel the Man D'Yomar, Adirabba, Kos Echad, Ose Chaveru Dichui. Even according to the Man D'Yomar, it says, if you have blood that you collect for regular chatas in cup A, and then you did cup B, and if you do the applications from cup A, this Man D'Yomar says cup B is dochui, it's pushed aside, it never was used, and therefore it's not poured onto the yisod, you just get rid of it by pouring it into the amma. Even according to that Man D'Yomar, that's only true over there, hani mili de dachya b'yadayim, because you intentionally chose to use cup A, and you intentionally chose not to use cup B. So you did a dichui b'yadayim, you pushed aside cup B. That's why that Man D'Yomar says that cup B is just azlili amma, it just is poured out into the courtyard, and isn't used as shrayim to be poured onto the yisod of the mizbeach. Even according to that Man D'Yomar, that was only because you did the dichui with your hands. Here, in our case, somehow the blood got mixed into cup C, and therefore you didn't intentionally get rid of the blood in cup C, and therefore it's not called dichui b'yadayim lo. And therefore, this Man D'Yomar would say, Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua, who was arguing with Rav Papa, would say that here, even according to the Tanna that says normally dichui b'yadayim makes it no good, here, since it wasn't dichui b'yadayim, all the blood in cup C is still considered remnant blood, it's still considered shrayim, and must, in fact, be poured onto the yisod. Now, what exactly is this machlokas that we just mentioned? If you collected the blood of the chatas in a cup A and a cup B, a regular chatas, that we had this machlokas, Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua, as to those two Man D'Yomars. So now the Gemara tells us what that price is. The Tanya, we learned in the following brisa, Lemalahu Omer, in one place the pasuk tells us, V'ez Damo Yishpoch. And that is referring to the blood of the chatas of a nasi. The nasi, when he does a certain sin, so he has to bring a chatas. Then in another place, ulamata, and this is in regards to a regular chatas, it says, v'yes kol damo yishpoch. All of the blood has to be poured out. Now, the first time it doesn't use the word all, it just says V'ez domo yishpoch. And the second time, he uses the terminology called domo yishpoch. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, minayin lechatos shekibo domo bi'arba kosos. A regular chatos has four applications of blood, one on each corner of the keren of the top of the mizbeach. So if a person, a kohen, were to go do the kabbalas adam of a regular chatos, and he does it in four cups, and he says, well, I'll do one application from each cup on each corner. Minayin lechatos shekibo domo bi'arba kosos. V'nosa mizeh achas u'mizeh achas. And he takes one application from each cup and puts it on each of the four different corners. Shekula nishpoch b'yisod. In that situation, all of them are definitely considered shrayim. The blood in the remainder of each container is considered shrayim and has to be poured onto the yisod. How do we know that? Talmud Lomar, because the second pasuk said, v'yes kol domo yishpoch, which was dealing with the regular chatas, that all of the blood is considered remnant blood, and all of the blood is shrayim that must be poured onto the yisod of the mizbeach. I might have thought, Yochel Gemara says, afilu noson arba matonos mi'achas mihen. I might have thought that the same din would apply, that all the other blood is considered shrayim, even though I did all the four applications with one of the four cups. So Talmud Lomar, that's why you have the first pasuk by the Chatas of the Nasi, which says, Vez domo yishpoch, only hu nishpach layisod, vein nishpach li'ama. This is coming to teach us that in this situation where you did all of the applications from one of the kosos, only that kos is considered now the remainder in it is shrayim, and cups 2, 3, and 4, which never were used for any applications, nishpach li'ama. They aren't considered shrayim blood that gets poured onto the yisod, but they're just poured off into the ama in the azara. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. Along comes Tanakhir, so we have is Rabbi Eliezer, but it should be Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, the famous son of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochai. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, he disagrees. Omer, minayin lechata shekibol doma bi'arba kosos. If you collected in the blood of a regular chatas in four separate cups, and you did, in fact, all the four applications from one of the cups. You took cup one and did all four applications with cup one, cup two, cup three, cup four, no applications with them. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says that all the blood, even the remainder blood, not only, of course, in one, but even the remainder blood that was never used in cups 2, 3, and 4, it all has to be poured onto the yisod. That's based upon Talmud Lomar. The pasuk says, yes, called Doma Yishpal. He uses that pasuk to tell me that all of the blood, even the blood that wasn't used, is poured onto the yisod. No, what does Rabbi Elazar Shimon do with the first pasuk? Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Haksiv Vyez Domo Yishpoch. What does he do with the first pasuk by the Chatas of the Nasi? So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Lema'ute Shrayim Shebetzavor Behema. That comes to tell me that any blood that wasn't in a cup, any blood that's left by the neck of the animal that wasn't put into a klisharis, that blood is not required to be poured onto the yisod. But any blood that's collected in a klisharis, that's as called domo yishpoch. All of that gets poured onto the yisod. And it's only the stuff that's left in the neck of the animal, bitzavor, behema, that is not considered remnant blood. That's not shrayim blood. So that's the machlokas that we alluded to over here between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua. There's actually machlokas tanoim between the Tanakama over here and Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Now we quote the Mishnah, Eira dam ha'par l'toch dam ha'sar. After you do these applications, the 32 applications, the one up, seven down for the par l'fnai v'lifnim, the one up, seven down for the sar l'ashem and l'fnai v'lifnim, the one up and seven down in the heichol towards the parochas of the par, the one up, seven down towards the parochas for the sar l'ashem. So you did these 32 bloods. Now you mix the bloods. We said in the Mishnah, you pour from the par blood container into the sar blood container, and then you take back, we said, and you pour from the sar container back into the par container. So you mix the blood well. So the Gemara says, Tanan kimandioma ma'arvin lakranos. Our Mishnah is going according to the opinion that says that when you do the next four applications, which will be on the four corners of the inner Mizbeach, that it must be done with the blood mixed, the par blood and the sar blood together. There are only four applications. I already mentioned this early in the shir. There is another opinion that says, no, you don't mix the bloods yet. You do separate four applications from the par and separate four applications from the sar. And only afterwards do you mix them to do the seven applications that are on the top of the inner Mizbeach. Those, everybody agrees, are mixed. But there's a machlokis. Do you mix them before the applications on the four kronos, or do you mix them after the application of the four kronos? So our Mishnah clearly goes like the Mandiyam, and it says you mix them before you do the four applications on the kronos, the Itmar. Now, the Itmar is a funny word, because we normally use the Itmar when we're dealing with Amorayim, and here we're dealing with Tanoim, Rabbi Yosha and Rabbi Yonasan. So, again, sometimes we just use different words in slightly different ways, but the Tosus Yishanim says over here that this Tosfos Yeshayahu was actually found on Nun Ches Amud Beis, says that when you're dealing with these very late Tanoim, the latter Tanoim, like Rav Yoshia and Rav Yonasan, they were at the very end of the Tanoic period, we sometimes also use the terminology of De'itmar. Okay. Others say, the Ritva, for example, says that since it wasn't a formal brisa, we only use the term detanya when we're dealing with a formal brisa, but if it was just a shmaisa, just a memra that came down in the name of Tanoim, so then we use the lashon of the itmar. It was said because it wasn't really codified, even in a brisa. In any event, these two Tanoim said as follows, the itmar, Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Yonason. We don't know which one said which at this point. One said that before you do the applications, you mix them, and you do the four applications on the four corners of the inner mizbeach with a combination of par and soyer lashem blood. And the other one said, no, you do separate four applications with the par. You do separate four applications with the soyer. And only afterwards do you mix them to do the seven applications on top of the inner mizbeach with a combined joint par soyer application. Gemara says, I can prove to you which one said which. Tistayim, it makes sense. We can prove the Rabbi Yoshia, Hud Yomim Arvin. The Rabbi Yoshia is actually the Tana that says that you mix the two bloods together. Why? Because the Omar, because he had said, Afal gav delo ksiv yachtov, keman dechsiv yachtov domi. He says, even though the Torah didn't write the word yachtov over here, sometimes, even when the Torah doesn't write the word yachtov, we can go and mix them together. Now, Rashi reminds us that there's a machlokis of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. There's a brisa there in Sanhedrin, Samach Vav Amud Aleph, where it says, Ish, Ish, Asher Yekalel Es Oviv V'es Imo. It says that if a person, Rechmon L'Slan, curses his mother or he curses his father, so he's Chayav Misa. So, Ein Li'elo Oviv V'imo. Oviv below Imo, Imo below Oviv Minayin. That seems to imply that you have to curse both your mother and your father to be Chayiv Misa. How do we know that Rechmon Uslan, if somebody just curses his father, or somebody just curses his mother, they're also Chayiv Misa? Talmud Lomar, Oviv Kilel, Imo Kilel, Divrei Rioshia. Rioshia says, because it says, Beferish, if you curse just one of them. On the other hand, Rav Yonis and Omer, Mashma Shneim Kiechad. He says, no, the original language implied whether you did them together or you did them each individually. And that's always the case. Unless the Torah specifically tells us you must curse both of them together, it means, by definition, cursing them both together or cursing either one apart. Therefore, what do we see for that price? Rashi says, Ama l'Rav Yoshia, Elo hader kosev aviv v'imo kilel. If it didn't specify separately, it would imply that you're supposed to only be chayiv if you curse them both together. So too over here. It says, midama par, midama sar. It tells us you have to apply from the dama par and the dama sar. Since it doesn't say yachtov, it implies shneim ki echad mashma. Even without the word yachtov, it implies that they're both done together. So you mix the bloods. Mistama, tistayim, Rav Yoshia is the one that says ma'arvin. Gemara says, not necessarily so. Afilu tam Rav Yonasani. No, you could actually say that this is the Rav Yonasan. Because shiny hocha, here it says, d'chsiv achas, when the pasuk tells us, v'chiper aron al karnosov, achas, it implies that they should do it together. Now it says, achas b'shana, means once on Yom Kippur, but the word achas could be darshan, even according to Rav Yonasan, to say that they must be mixed together. So that's not a raya. You can't bring me a raya that it's Rav Yoshia, it could be Rav Yonasan as well. Now, the Gemara says, Tanya delo kishinuyin. We have a braisa that goes against the original suggestion that it was Rav Yoshia is correct, and not like we just tried to answer Afilu Tamer Rav Yonasan he. Because the braisa says Tanya delo kishinuyin. It's not like we just gave the answer right now, because this braisa says beferish. V'lo kach midama por midama sar. And that implies you're taking the blood of the par and the sar when they're together. Shumu Ravim, that they're mixed together. And who says this? Beferish divrei Rav Yoshia. It says beferish Rav Yoshia. Now we turn to Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Rav Yonasan Omer, and Rav Yonasan says differently. He says, Mizeh b'fnei atzmo. You take the par and you do the applications on the four horns, the four corners of the inner mizbeach by itself, not mixed. Umizeh b'fnei atzmo. And you take from this one by itself. So here we have this price, and it says beferish that Rav Yoshia says they're mixed, and Rav Yonasan says they're not mixed. It's like we originally said, and not like the shinuya, like the teretz that we tried to give. The Brisa continues and says, I'm a Rav Yoshia. Rav Yoshia says, I, palo kvar ne'mar, achas. The pasuk tells me achas. So that seems to say that it has to be done all together. I'm a Rav Yonasan. Rav Yonasan says, no, palo kvar ne'mar, midama par midama sar. It seems to say that they're taken separately. So imkein lo ne'mar achas. So then why does it say achas? Lo malach, achas lo shtayim midama par. That's coming to tell us that you do one application on each corner from the par, and one application, achas lo shtayim midam asar. So only do one application on each corner, but do it separately from the par, and do it separately from the soyer. Now, what was the haba meaning to think that you should do more than one application? So this is actually a complicated discussion that we're going to have later on in the Gemara as to what happens if you end up losing the blood from one of the animals. Do you have to go back to the beginning, or do you go back to the last step and shecht the new animal and do this? So it's possible that there could be two applications. So therefore, the din is that for this part, there's only going to be one application no matter what. So one application from the par on each corner, one application from the sar on each corner, but each one is done separately. Gemara continues, it says, Tanyi, duch, we have another braisa that says, V'lokach midam ha-par u'midam ha-sar. What does this mean? The pasuk, shiyu mu'ravim zebzeh. That tells us that it has to be mixed together specifically. Maybe not. Atomer shiyu mu'ravim zebzeh. You're telling me that it means they have to be mixed together. Maybe not. Oeino ela mizeh bifnei atzmo u'mizeh bifnei atzmo. Maybe it means, like Rav Yonah's son had said, that each one has to be done separately. Therefore, Talmud Lomar Achas. Therefore, Rav Yoshia says that it has to be done together as a single application of the combined bloods. And this brisa is Stoma ki Rav Yoshia. This brisa, which is not listed in the name of everybody, it's a Stam brisa, certainly goes according to the opinion of Rav Yoshia. With that, we conclude today's share.